When we first moved to New York, we had a great apartment that was dirt cheap.
And we found out why it was so cheap.
Our friend Amy said there was a great apartment in her building.
Dirt cheap, but it's a hotel for women. Okay, we made one adjustment.
Now these other listeners know us as the Darmalars.
But they also know us as the Lars, a non-lost podcast. I am crazy about the blonde.
This experience is going to make a great book.
See, it's all perfectly normal.
It's funny because last week I thought of a sketch, and it was, I'm just going to call it Car Wash Jesus, because Jesus works at a car wash.
Okay.
And I'm like, how funny would that be? Jesus works at a car wash.
That's already hilarious.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, maybe they call him Jesus or whatever, blah, it's funny.
Maybe they don't know he's Jesus.
And then our assignment that we got on Monday was take someone that you know that you know really well and put them in a situation that would be a deterrent or would be a situation that wouldn't be like the best place for that person and then come back next Monday with your sketch. And I was like, fucking car wash Jesus.
Someone you know very well.
Everyone knows Jesus.
Yeah, and the situation's no good for him.
No. But I started, because he gives us some time to kind of just go over, like make some notes. And then we kind of go over some of the notes after. But we didn't have enough time to get to mine, so I was fine with that. But essentially, I turned Jesus into a know-it-all douchebag.
That's an interesting character choice. Right?
So there you go. Well, and in my brain, I thought, after the fact, of course, after writing this whole douchebag monologue for Jesus, Jesus is all-knowing.
That's true.
So I turned him into a know-it-all.
But he doesn't have to be a douche about it.
He doesn't. But it's not as funny. If it's just Jesus.
That's true. Just Jesus isn't a sketch. That's the Bible.
It's the first thing I wrote was Jesus walked, or these two guys walked up to Jesus because Jesus has decides not to take tips. He doesn't need tips.
Okay.
So he does really good jobs cleaning or drying several cars in a quick amount of time and doesn't take request tips. He's just like, no, go ahead.
No, that's fine.
And then the two guys are like, well, we could have dried those cars and gotten money. We get less money because of you, Jesus.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So anyway, these two guys walk up to Jesus, and they Jesus saw, how about these new rags, huh? And they're like, yes, Jesus, thank you for bringing us these new rags. So that's how it starts off. It's like, jeez.
Very funny, dude.
So Jesus is a know-it-all douchebag.
In your sketch.
Yeah.
Just, give it a little clarification there.
Like, he's not, like, nowhere does it say, Jesus, you're a real douchebag, but he's kind of a know-it-all.
Well, hey, if you're a douchebag, sometimes it comes out. Like, it doesn't have to be said. Sometimes you can tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, if that's how you wrote him, that's on you.
Yeah, I'm actually okay with this one. My first sketch that I wrote was presented last week, and the thing was that there was too much going on.
It was a busy, busy sketch.
There's too much going on.
Whereas this one, it's simple.
Yeah.
I mean, as simple as Jesus working at a car wash gets.
Yeah.
So they presented, like the dudes actually acted out?
Table read.
Table
it's
read.
It's like a table read.
Do you get to read it or do you sit there and listen?
I sit there and listen.
Take notes.
And then I chose to read for the action, which a lot of people who wrote their sketches tended to do is read the action.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Stripper walks up to two men.
Right.
Which was mine. It was funny. It's a funny idea, and it just was too busy. He said that this one thing is good, this other thing is good. It could be two separate things. So if anything, I wrote two sketches for my first sketch.
That's not a problem at all.
Yeah.
Because you can always write, you can always edit down to less.
Yeah. My first sketch was about two guys at a strip club, and if any guy out
there
knows,
one of them Jesus?
No. if any guy knows out there that, like, girls will come up to you and ask if you want a lap dance.
Yes.
Which, most cases, it's not the hottest girls coming up and asking if I want a lap dance.
In many cases,
you're like, ooh, that's the girl I want for a lap dance if I'm going to get a lap dance tonight.
Right.
And then you just wait for that girl.
I gotcha. Okay.
And then so you kind of have these awkward moments where you have to say no to a girl that's barely clothed.
But what you're saying is, no, not you. Not no. Make sure everyone else knows that I'm saying no for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
That's a tough thing to balance. I can see that.
So the whole thing with mine was that there every time a girl would come up, the guy would make an excuse for his friend, and they would get crazier and crazier.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorite ones. Well, a few of them were. What was it? He works as a mall Santa, and. He has a weak lap and needs to get his lap medication.
That's good.
Another one is that he has a peg leg, but maybe next week he'll come back when it's sealed and finished. Or it's you don't want to get splintered, so maybe next week. So it kept going like that, higher and higher and higher.
That's interesting.
Turns out, at the end of the sketch, he gets a phone call from his lap doctor, and his medication is ready.
So it was the first one was real.
They're all real.
Oh, everything. Oh,
so he limps out and he has a Santa hat hanging out of his back pocket. So that was one of the things. And he's like, okay, that's really funny. I get it. That's cool. The problem was during the scene, the two guys were talking, having a conversation.
Oh, okay.
The conversation was getting interrupted. So the conversation would get crazier and crazier as the excuses got crazier and crazier.
I gotcha.
So with UCB, they teach you that you need a game. Each sketch needs a game, and you want to stick to that game. It's a focus point.
Okay.
So if my sketch is about car wash Jesus,
right,
you don't have someone else come in and do stuff. So if my game is strippers interrupting a conversation, make it about the strippers interrupting and all that wackiness. Don't make it about a conversation that they're having.
Okay, I gotcha.
Don't focus on the conversation. Focus on what the game is.
I can see that. But there's, I mean, you don't just want the guy just saying, so anyway, I said, getting interrupted all the time. You can still put.
And that was my thinking, but the other conversation went on a little too much.
It was a little too much. Was there a structure for that one, or was it just like, write a sketch?
No, it was just write a sketch.
Okay, so the first week was just write a sketch, and then this week it was with, like, a certain writing towards a certain theme.
Yeah. But that was absolutely, like, first sketch I ever written, so I'm not sweating it.
No, I don't think you should.
People laughed at points, and the fact that he said that it's good, but it's two separate, it could be two totally different things.
Yeah.
I guess it's not a bad thing, so.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Anyway.
So, all in all, it's going pretty well.
Yeah.
How was ASCAT?
Fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
So phenomenal that I'm probably going to go this Sunday. I figured what's going on is they have an ASCAT on Sunday. It's free for everybody.
Okay.
Go up Sunday, stay the night at the guy's house, which leaves me at a place that's not home where video games are.
Right.
So I can fine-tune my scripts, and then it gives me more time to work on that and less time driving to my class.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to do that again this weekend. ASCAT, an improv show, which is an improv show.
Yeah.
By the way, we've been recording for like 8 minutes.
I figured as much. That's why I picked up the mic.
ASCAT, Besser was there.
Nice.
Which is cool. surprised Matt Walsh was there.
Oh, cool.
My instructor, Sean Conroy, who apparently is on the Ask Cat DVD, was there.
Nice.
Performing. And the, I wouldn't call him an MC, but you know how they have like someone who's not part of the improv.
He's like the audience liaison. He has to get suggestions.
The audience member will say a word. He'll come up with stories on the word.
Okay.
And then based on the stories, they'll improv scenes kind of loosely based on some ideas or themes.
Okay.
Joe Latrulio.
Oh, that's cool.
Was there that night.
Totally cool. He was on, was he on ever, the UCB?
UCB, not that I'm aware of.
He was on an episode of Stella. I think that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Him and Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's
cool.
State guy, right?
What's that?
He's a state. He's in the state.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys might know him from Superbad. He backs into Jonah Hill.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Wet Hot American Summer. Yeah.
Where he drives the van and gets stopped by the hay bale.
Yes.
No, not the van.
No,
the motorcycle.
The motorcycle.
Yeah. Yes.
It's an incredible rescue. He's doing it.
Joe Latrulio. Well, that's cool. So you had two-fourths. You had one half of UCB.
Yeah.
And you had one-twelfth of the
state. Ian Roberts shows up a lot, too. I mean, Amy Poehler's stuck in New York, so.
Well, yeah.
She probably performs at the UCB Theater in New York. But it's
what
a lot
crazy
of fun.
Life that would be. Can you imagine? Like, you have to rehearse all day and write sketches all day, and then you go to this and you do this. Like, your whole life is being creative and funny.
Yeah.
That would be, like, there'd be a lot of pressure.
It's tough because when I was trying to do last week's sketch, I'm like, I'm going to have to do this every week. And
yeah.
The only thing I came up with was
Jesus at a car wash.
Car wash Jesus. And so now I'm actually working on car wash Jesus. I'm like,
of course.
I don't have anything for next week. So hopefully the assignment next week kind of jogs me, my thinking. Being at ASCAT was cool. Like, it was totally a great experience as far as getting in the UCB mindset.
Yes.
So that was a lot of fun.
Had you been to an improv show before?
I went to an ASCAT maybe like 7 years ago.
Jeez.
And it wasn't even at a UCB theater. It was at a small little theater that it was when you bumped into Amy Poehler.
Oh, yeah.
That was probably like 7 years ago, dude.
I thought that was UCB.
It's not that theater anymore because they're in Hollywood now.
No, I thought that was a UCB performance.
No, it was.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't at, I don't think that was a UCB theater.
Right.
Because that was like a small room, like the size of my bedroom.
Yeah, no. I know where the UCB theater is because they used to do comedy sports there. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's not where we were. Like,
yeah.
Positive. That's not where we were.
So now it's in Hollywood on Franklin, kind of near the Man's Chinese Theater,
yeah,
I guess.
Franklin. Yeah, that's where comedy sports was, in that theater.
Okay.
I went and saw, remember we went and saw Molly, Dylan and Ryan and I.
I've never. The only UCB show I went to was that one time.
The one that was
where's all
place.
Four of them, and yeah,
and that was outstanding.
Yeah, I don't remember a thing from it. Also, I remember is the MC that night was the dude Shitbreak, I think his name.
Shitbreak from fucking the American Pie movies.
Yeah.
Oh, he's one of the Jewish guys in Harold and Kumar.
Oh,
it's him and Charlie.
Some Jewish guy.
David Krumholz. Charlie Krumholz.
I don't know.
I'm getting his character from Numbers mixed up with his Numb3ers. Mixed up with his real life name. It's David Krumholz.
So.
It's probably like Krumholz or something. Yeah. It's not probably not Krumholz, like I say it, but sorry if you're listening.
Could be.
So
how's your week? I don't know if we mentioned this. I am very, me and Ben, before we started recording, I mentioned I was very tired and he was very excited to record. So.
But then crisscross, you've been doing all of the talking and I've been doing the listening.
That's because I'm getting it all out of the way.
So that worked. We drew you out. You were tired, but then we...
No, I'm still tired.
Yeah, oh, I know, but I'm we drew tired. You out verbally.
Yeah.
I went and saw Sweeney Todd on Sunday, a production of it.
The movie or a production of it?
Yeah.
That's cool. Did you take your razor?
No.
Take your razor. You get arrested.
I thought about that. I thought, maybe I'll bring my straight razor, Sweeney Todd prop replica. No, I won't.
There's no reason for it.
There's no reason. I'm going to wave it in the air when he's singing.
I'm just like you.
Me too, sweetie.
Arrested.
Sir, I'm going to ask you to be arrested now. it was an interesting staging. All of the actors played the instruments. There was, as far as I could tell, there was no orchestra in the pit. Like, mm-hmm. All of the music from the play was being done on stage by the actors in the cast.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was tough for them to like mix between singing and playing the music, but it was cool to see like they had the whole thing choreographed so well with like moving props and now I pick up my cello and now I play it and now I sing a song.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was
nerdy. I mean,
what's up?
Nothing.
Did you say nerdy?
Yeah, maybe.
It was kind of nerdy. I don't.
Ryan's not here to translate
to
when I mutter. Because a lot of times on the show, like you'll say something, or Ryan will say something, or something will happen, and I'll go, "You're a nerd," really quietly,
and I can't pick up on it.
No,
because I don't have cans, and
you
I'm
don't have
deaf.
The earphones, and I have the mic up to my mouth.
When I first heard about the way it was going to be staged, because my mom told me before I was going, I was like, "Oh, that sounds dumb." Somebody taught doesn't play the trumpet. Dumb.
It's like that Star Wars girl who, or no, not yeah, I guess there's a Star Wars girl video where it's a girl in some kind of like beauty pageant and she's dancing and singing and she gets up and picks up a trumpet off the ground and starts playing it.
It's a lot like that, yeah. But, you know, seeing it executed, it was fine. I mean, yeah. It's tough to see something you have memorized.
That Blu-ray comes out soon, right?
I already bought it on DVD.
What?
I did not understand. This is a two-parter. I didn't understand that Blu-ray had a different release date than DVDs.
Uh-huh.
So when I saw that it wasn't out on Tuesday, I said, okay, I'll get it on DVD then. I guess it's not going to be a Blu-ray. Or I don't know what my thought process must have been.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm still getting used to it, you know?
Yeah.
That sucks, by the way.
Just don't buy DVDs anymore.
I might not. I don't know. I was going to pull the trigger on this one, but then Sweeney Todd is also maybe something that I'll be watching in my room instead of the living room, and I don't have the Blu-ray player in my room.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and those were the two reasons. Yeah.
So you like it enough that you wouldn't mind double dipping anyway.
Probably not. Yeah. No. And if it came down to there being like more special features, or if I just wanted to finally pull the trigger on this Blu-ray madness, that would be a good one, I think.
Yeah.
I got it on Tuesday.
I've been getting Blu-rays like mad.
I know. I think you and Matt are...
It's easy because there's like a lot of stuff that's on special. Also, I picked up ASCAD on DVD through Amazon, and they're like, for $15 more, you can get it delivered for free. So I was like, well, it's going to cost me like $5 to ship it.
Yeah, might as well.
I found like a $15 Blu-ray, which was Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh, sweet.
So... Yeah. For saving, like, it's probably going to come out to, like, a $10
Blu-ray.
So,
and you like that movie. We saw it in theaters, like, four times.
You saw it in theater four times. I saw it in a theater more than that.
Really?
I'm not going to say how many times I saw that movie.
Wow. We were into that shit.
It was probably twice as many as you said.
Meanwhile, how many times have you been to the theater this year?
Less than that. I don't know.
Less than as many times as you saw Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah. But the thing, well, maybe not. Maybe
really?
Not. Maybe as many. But the thing is, movies are starting up. This weekend, Leatherheads comes out.
I kind of want to see that.
I know the reason why you wouldn't want to see it.
Zellweger.
Yeah, but there's two reasons you would want to see it.
Clooney and Krasinski.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's two reasons I want to see it. Clooney's left bun and Clooney's right bun.
Clooney's left pec and his left testicle.
I'm a big fan of left Clooney.
And then like something comes out the week after that, like something awesome. And
really? Okay, good.
Sure.
Because I've been despairing lately. I've been like Harmony said, you know, I thought you guys went to movies all the time. And I was like, we do if they don't suck.
What's the date today? April
2nd.
2nd? In 1 month, in 4 weeks, Iron Man comes
out.
There
we go. Summer. Yeah.
Iron Man. And then like 2 weeks after that, Indy 4. Like, we're coming up on...
Yeah, the season is about to begin.
So, I would go see Leatherheads just to get my ass back in the theater seat.
I'd go see Leatherheads. Matt
even
wants to see it.
Even though I'm fucking busy this weekend, so...
Well...
It's effed in the ass. But, we'll see.
Make time, maybe.
No, there's no way to make time. Friday, I work. Friday night, going to Barstow. Saturday morning, seeing a Little League game. Then going to a birthday party. Saturday night, I'm supposed to go to a Call of Duty party in Downey.
Nice.
And then, I mean, that goes until like 6 in the morning. Then what do I...
That's a hell of a duty.
I sleep in, get up, go to L.A.
And then Sunday
starts all over again.
Sunday, it's all over.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Maybe we could push it to the
maybe
week or something.
I might not go to the Call of Duty thing. I might sleep in. Maybe we could catch a matinee of Leatherheads.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Get a breakfast burger.
Yeah. Shit, yeah, dude. I've thought about getting one tomorrow, but I'm going to have to breakfast with my mom. And I don't think she's going to want to go to Carl's Jr.
That would be a waste of breakfast with your mom.
Yeah.
At least for me, for my parents, if they're like footing the bill.
No, she doesn't get to flip the bill. I never let her flip the bill. But, I mean, I'd probably go to, like, Arthur's and get some biscuits and gravy or something.
That would be sweet.
Yeah, we'll see.
I went there, like, every weekend for three or four weeks in a row. I was going nuts at Arthur's, and then I stopped going.
I should mention something, because we're just having a conversation right now.
Uh-huh.
We're 20 minutes in.
Oh, shit.
Do you want to do a format this week? Do you want to save the format?
Let's save the format.
Okay.
Let me watch a couple of my Netflixes because I don't want to view.
This is how the Lars usually goes.
Yeah.
Kind of. Usually we have a format for those of you who have been listening to Dharma Lars since season 4 started.
For those of you that have been listening to Lars for 20 minutes now.
These guys are going on, huh? But that's why we had that awesome intro.
That's right.
Which explains everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you got to listen to last week's show.
Not yet, no.
Right after we recorded our thing last week for this intro that you heard at the beginning, me and Stevie watched Bosom Buddies.
Yeah.
And Kip's dad walks in to the hotel, Susan B. Anthony Hotel, and sees Kip dressed as Buffy. So they grab him and pull him into an elevator, and they start explaining to him what's going on. He's like, "Dad, listen, the rent's cheap. I'll explain everything." And he says, "So I had to make one adjustment, or so we made one adjustment." And I was like, "That's fucking funny.
That's hilarious
to make a reference joke based on your own intro." Show. And then I was like, "That's fucking great." So I put that at the end of our last Dharma Lars episode.
The soundbite.
That whole scene. No, the whole scene. It's like a 2 or 3 minute long scene.
Cool.
Which ends with a Thelma Hopkins black joke, which are freaking hilarious. There's all kinds of like black jokes for Thelma Hopkins' character, and they're all really funny. Like they're all, it's not like stereotyping. If there's any stereotyping, it's her stereotyping African Americans. But Kip says something like, "Is that some kind of jive talk or something?" It's really funny. I'll have to play it for you.
I'll listen. I should listen to the show more often. Or at all.
I mean, it's like an hour and a half in. It's like way at the very end. It's after karaoke.
Which, by the way, we have more karaoke this week.
Not only do we have more karaoke this week, I think it's John. Is it John that's sending the karaoke?
Sent in like four
Sent
or
in
five?
Like four. And I want to say there's also... man, I've been so busy, and I'm a horrible, horrible host right now. We have a karaoke this week from Not John, and it's from a female listener, which is our first female karaoke.
Nice.
If I'm correct, and I forget who it is, and I feel really
put it
bad.
On the show notes.
I will. Well, they're always on the show notes, and I will do a special introduction later.
Okay.
But, I mean, I got that email like a week ago.
Yeah, so I've been safe.
I've been
running since then.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty since much. Our last show.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that I don't want to do the format necessarily. It's just without an actual movie to review, we could do Netflix reviews.
Yeah.
But the last things I saw was like Soap and Homestar Runner. I'm not going to review disc 1 of season 4 of Soap.
Well, I do want to talk about this this heavy metal.
Yeah, yeah, we could totally do that.
Saturday night when I got back from ASCAT, I was like freaking tired as shit. I did some writing. I was like, I'm going to put in a movie. So I looked on the shelf and there's heavy metal. And that South Park episode, I don't know if you just saw that South Park episode
from
recently.
Last week?
Not last week was... Yeah, last week.
I did not watch that one yet.
Last week is heavy metal based.
Oh, that's funny.
So, it's not a big spoiler. It happens in like the first
no worries.
5 minutes, whatever. So, I decided to put in heavy metal. thinking, oh, this should be fun, you know, stupid.
It's animated.
It's going to be obnoxious animation. I thought it was like a Ralph Bakshi kind of thing.
So did I.
It's not.
Like, not Bakshi, obviously, but like style or
No, I thought influence. It was. I thought it was literally Ralph Bakshi. I thought he was the one that did it.
But it's not.
It's not. Do you know anything about this movie?
I've heard of it, and I'm trying to
You've
pull.
Seen, like, the magazine covers?
I've seen the chick with, like,
the
metal
boobs.
Armor.
Yeah.
She's, like, riding something with wings.
Like a pterodactyl. Like, it's a fantasy. You know it's, like, a fantasy thing, right?
Yeah, but I also have the feeling that it's, like, a collage.
Yes.
Like, it's, like, submissions almost.
It's, like, seven different art houses doing seven different heavy metal stories from the magazine. This is where it got interesting. As soon as I put it in, and I found this out later, Heavy Metal, the magazine, is made by the people that make National Lampoon.
Okay.
So I didn't know that while I put it in the movie. Produced, Ivan Reitman. Score, Elmer Bernstein.
Whoa.
Voices, John Candy, okay. Joe Flaherty, Eugene Levy.
Wow.
Really?
That's crazy.
Harold Ramis, also a voice.
Was it made in Canada?
It was made everywhere.
It was made
in France. It was made in Canada. It was made in America.
Oh, seven different.
Yeah, it was made everywhere. And apparently all the voice work was done while they were doing Stripes.
Oh.
So they were doing Stripes, and they would pull John Candy aside and, like, record voices.
Script.
And it's some of it's rotoscoped for the most part. It has that kind of rotoscope Bakshi look.
That doesn't bother me.
But it's done in such a style that's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. Like, question mark?
It was weird. It was really strange. Like, I don't care about rotoscope, whatever. Some of the stuff looks really rotoscope.
Yeah.
But there's this opening sequence where a space shuttle, it almost looks like a kind of a weird photo airbrush. Kind of like a Terry Gilliam stop motion thing, how he does the stop motion. Kind of look like that. And then this, like, 50s Corvette comes flying out of the bottom of it, and it's all totally rotoscope, like barely even, it's not even rotoscoped. It almost looks like they just photocopied photos.
Okay.
And painted them. But it has this really cool look to it. The movie itself, not very good.
Okay.
But the whole time I sat there fascinated by this movie that all these people I like did, and I had no idea. The score is awesome. Elmer Bernstein's score is like, it's like, from the same time period as Stripes, Meatballs, and not so much Ghostbusters. There's a little bit in there, but it's weird.
That's something that you should have totally known about by now, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And did you, or?
No. I was totally, I put it in and totally floored.
Who's this Elmer Bernstein guy?
Like, it was insane. And then, like, some of the musicians that totally threw me off, and I don't remember if it was the Clash, I think it was the Clash or the Kinks. Maybe it's a Clash. I'm not sure. But Stevie Nicks? Devo? What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, it's, I mean,
it's a cult classic. Like,
I would
that
say,
was huge.
I would say, yeah, that's the thing. It's totally a cult classic.
It's huge.
And if any, the only reason I watched it was because of the South Park episode. I'm like, oh, this is going to be funny. I can watch this and laugh at it.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be have that creep factor, like Forbidden Zone.
Or Pink Flamingos.
Which it doesn't. I'm not going to. I wouldn't go so far. Because it's not gross.
But that's still got a, it's got a creep factor.
Yeah. It's
even
got,
when it's not being gross.
It's probably the least creepy of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's animated?
No. I think that because there's animated sex.
Oh.
Animated nudity. Animated fucking. Animated wieners.
Animated sex and animated fucking?
Yeah. it's. Strangely,
is there violence?
Oh, big time. Like people getting chopped in half and stuff. And
so it seems to me like the creep you're trying to describe is the same creep you would get from watching a Bakshi movie.
Yes.
Like the same creep you get watching Wizards or
yeah. It's totally fascinating. I don't recommend it to anybody, like as far as like good movies go or something, but it's definitely fascinating. I sat there at like midnight, I put it in at midnight and watch the whole thing. It's like you usually put in a movie like that, you're out like a light.
Exactly.
But it was so fascinating to me. Like, I couldn't wait to hear Harold Ramis. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
What's
like,
he going to say?
Like, the credits didn't make sense to me. I needed proof.
Right. Right.
And I watched it, and it was, I was entertained, but it wasn't good.
I think I'll put that in my queue because
put it in your queue because I think because it, it's a comic book. It's like an old
it's a comic book. It's hugely popular. For me, I feel like I'm kind of a cinema enough guy that I should probably watch all the cult films. You know,
I mean,
sooner or later, and I should watch the real
films.
You
don't have to have like a justification for watching it. I mean,
that too.
If it's interesting to you, and if it's going to be fast, like I had no interest in really in caring about it at all, but I was just dumbfounded by
let's just
the
say
credits,
you had
fascinated.
You had me at animated wieners.
Yeah.
That was when I signed up.
It's probably something I won't ever watch again, but
one and done.
Fascinated.
Yeah.
It's weird. I immediately put on the extras because I had to see Ivan Reitman talking about this movie, and sure enough,
there he was.
He made that movie.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, heavy metal. You don't have to stick it in your queue, but
no. You don't have to.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Pink Flamingos.
I can't.
It was rough.
I can't do it.
You wouldn't want to see it.
I'm into the cult movies I like is bad sci-fi.
How bad? Like
bad
Plan
sci-fi.
9?
I love Plan 9.
Yeah,
I love The Blob. Fiend Without a Face. Forbidden Zone's kind of sci-fi. It's got sci-fi.
No, I can see that. Does it have to stick to sci-fi? Like, if it gets too much into, like, exploitation, does it lose you?
I'm not into exploitation that much.
I kind of am.
Unless like, kung fu.
Okay.
Kung fu exploitation. I'm not into blaxploitation that much, even though I do enjoy Dolomite and Rudy Ray Moore.
Oh, goodness knows I love Dolomite.
Yeah, but I can't.
Oh, maybe I'll put that in my queue one of these days.
Yeah.
Tell people to put that in their queue.
Love the Human Tornado. I think that's my favorite one.
I think I would say that first before I said Dolomite.
Is that the one with the hamburger pimp?
It's hard. They all run together. Yeah. It's hard for me to remember. Yeah, I want to say Creeper.
I think Human Tornado is the one where he fights the white guys.
Human Tornado is, yeah, that's where he comes back. The first one is he's in prison.
I do know that Human Tornado has... Okay, let's watch that good shit again.
Yes, that's right. Human Tornado is the one where he goes on the run. Because he's jumping out naked because like the sheriff catches him, doinking the sheriff's wife. They mix together in my mind because I haven't seen him that much. What's that?
I think the hamburger pimp's the first one.
I think he might be. The hamburger pimp is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
The creeper. Or, you know what? I think I'll do Dolomite 2. But I'll watch it first so I can talk specifically about it because I have it at home.
Anyway, blaxploitation, some. I mean, I just haven't seen that much.
You don't focus on it.
But no, not so much the...
So like anything that they would do on MST3K. What's up?
Yeah, MST3K is cool, but not eating dog poo. I don't think I'd want to watch that.
That was a bit much. I'm gonna come right out and say that watching Divine eat live dog poo...
Yeah.
Was more than I needed to see.
Yeah, I can't.
And what's funny is Harmony did not know that that scene was in that film. And every time we bring up that movie to someone, they go straight to the eating
well,
the dog.
Yeah, that's like a big deal.
Yeah, it's huge. It's
if you're gonna have someone in one shot
show
dog
the dog shit
and her picking up and eating the shit.
Yeah, it's but the whole movie.
That's people are gonna remember that.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I like John Waters.
I don't think I've ever seen a John Waters movie.
Pecker?
I haven't seen a John Waters
No, I'm calling you a fucking Pecker.
it's like the whole Mel Gibson thing.
Yeah. Yeah, people, you used to say you'd never seen a Mel Gibson film, and people would be like, what about Lethal Weapon? What about Lethal Weapon 2?
But surely Braveheart.
Okay.
Like, if one were to slip in there, like, oh, okay, you got me, it would be some random one, not the fucking biggest Mel Gibson movie ever.
It would have to be one where Mel Gibson was, like, a cameo or something.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be something where you stared at him for 2 hours and then forgot it somehow.
Damn.
Wait a minute. Lethal Weapon 2?
I own a copy of Lethal Weapon 2 on DVD. James got it for my birthday. And you know what I said? Is that the one where he's on the toilet?
Yes.
And it is. It is the one. See, every movie has its one signature thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So
if you don't, if you don't know that one thing, then it's possible that you've not just not heard that movie mentioned. Or maybe you've heard it mentioned and you couldn't didn't have anything to hang it on.
Yeah.
I could see that happening.
So.
And then I watched Hairspray, which was better production values, less shit eating.
Yeah. That's like PG, right?
Yeah, I want to say.
Yeah.
Hairspray, the original, was good enough to make me think that the remake is heinous, just based on the trailers. Just a heinous, stupid waste of trying anything.
Hmm. So yeah, maybe you should watch it, though.
I should probably watch it and give it a chance.
Maybe.
Maybe. I'll think about it.
I think I'm going to start putting fucked up shit in my queue.
I have been. I've gotten, like, exploitation or like...
I think I'll start doing that.
European sex movies.
Except right now, since we finished Bosom Buddies...
Yeah.
We can't... Me and Stevie can't take it. We can't take it that there's no more Bosom Buddies.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably painful. So right now, in the mailbox should be Big. No, Splash, and then Big's coming next. And the A&E biography of Tom Hanks is right on its way after that. We can't take it. We're like, we need, like, we want, I don't know.
You're Hanks junkies now.
It's weird.
I came home for lunch today.
Dude. Uh-huh.
James is sitting in the fucking pub. I have a pub in my house. Watching Golden Girls, which he has Netflixed.
I heard it's funny.
He says it's hilarious. And I heard him laughing on my lunch break.
Did you put Bosom Buddies in your queue yet?
Not yet. I just added Bedazzled, the original Bedazzled. You ever seen that one?
With what is that? Brendan Fraser?
It's the original. That's the remake of.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the remake either.
You probably wouldn't like it.
Harold Ramis directed the remake.
Oh.
So another Harold Ramis.
How convenient.
From the coke snorting alien in Heavy Metal. directed that film.
And I just got Invisible Man. I don't know if I talked about that last week.
That was a show you liked.
I loved that show. Yeah.
And now it's on DVD.
Yeah, I noticed because... Oh, did we talk about this? About Netflix changing their new releases page?
No. I never go there.
How do you know what's coming out? Digital bits?
I don't care. If anything's coming out that I'm really fired up on, chances are it's in my Amazon wish list.
So you only look for things that you're fired up on. You don't like...
Yeah. I don't go to Netflix and go, oh, yeah.
I wonder what I would like.
Yeah. No.
See, that's probably...
My queue is full of shit that I need to see. Godfather.
Yeah.
Braveheart.
Yeah. Hey, Mel Gibson's in that one.
That's what I hear.
Break the seal.
Well, Matt, as far as I'm concerned, Mel Gibson's a big giant pussy. Because the one movie I seen him in, he was crying like a baby.
What movie was that?
Boo-hoo, the aliens are going to take my family.
He did cry the entire time.
Let's board up the house. Boo-hoo, my wife got pinned by a truck.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
I'm probably this way in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
The whole time in Braveheart, he's like whining about how his Scottish brother can't pick up a baseball bat and just help him out. Or brother-in-law.
No, it's his brother, and he does do it.
At the end. But he cries the whole time.
No, he does. It's not that he can't do it.
Dude, I'm just trying to back you up with your bit. And you have to tear apart my contribution.
Showalter's in that movie.
No, fuck you. You know what? Mel Gibson's awesome in all of his other films.
No, he's not.
You're dumb for thinking what you think.
Okay.
Do you think science is a comedy?
There are funny moments.
I think it's a comedy. I think it's a deaf comedy. Like, I remember the last time I watched it, I was
deaf
cracking
comedy
up.
Science? Why? What were you? What was so hilarious about it?
Deaf comedy science language. I can't remember that. Like I was watching it the second time. I guess
I know Turlock is a big fan of deaf comedy. Empire Strikes Back.
Like which part?
He's saying it's freaking hilarious. He's all C-3PO is always broken and falling apart.
It's true.
And then he's like, man, Han Solo can never get the Millennium Falcon to work.
That's true. It's always.
And then they drops a toolbox on his head. And it hits asteroids. And they shut down C-3PO.
And that worm tries to eat them.
Yeah. This is no cave. It's a giant worm.
That is kind of funny.
And then Luke's hand gets cut off. And then he finds out Darth Vader's his dad. And then. No, but he's telling me about it. He's like saying. It's like hilarious. There's a lot of funny stuff in that movie.
See, and I can't do that with science because I know I just remember that I watched it and thought it was I had this revelation. I was like, oh, this movie's a comedy. It makes much more sense now. And now that I say that, like 2 years afterwards, and people are like, what are you talking about? I'm like, fucking wish I'd taken notes or not decided that. Either one.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't sound like a fool.
Because Joaquin puts the foil on his head.
Yes, that's hilarious.
And then
the wife getting crushed by the tree.
And if they and he goes and visits her.
Yeah.
Because as soon as they remove the truck, she's going to die.
Yeah.
So everything's the truck's pinning in
right.
all her vital organs. So she could have one last conversation with him.
Think about wait a minute.
That is that, hilarious.
That's not funny at all.
There's funny moments.
I like science.
I love science. I'm a big fan of M. Night.
I know you are. I'm not.
You like his movies.
I like his movies enough to always go and check it out.
You like Sixth Sense?
I like Sixth Sense.
You didn't like Unbreakable?
I did not like Unbreakable.
I think you need to see it again.
You say that about every movie I don't like.
No. I say this is a movie about... Wait, I
every
guess
movie
so,
I don't because, like with Samuel because, Jackson in it.
No, because you like movies. Dude, it's Samuel Jackson and Bruce Willis. I mean, what's... Okay.
Is Bruce Willis in Jackie... Is it Jackie Moon? What's that movie called? Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown.
Sorry. Duh.
Yeah?
Is Bruce Willis in that one?
Maybe. I don't think so.
Okay. Just think that's another movie that I don't like that you tell me I need to watch again.
Because they're good. I think maybe when you saw them, you were in a different headspace than you are now.
That's totally possible.
You like that show Heroes, right?
Yeah, I do.
Well, this is like Heroes, but better.
This is like Heroes, but slower and sadder.
It's not sad.
The whole they like.
It's not sad. He gets back with his wife at the end.
We can't reconnect because our lives are tearing us apart. Like that's the part that I didn't respond to. It's not that he didn't put on a cape and fly around.
But he resolves that.
Yeah,
he's growing through his own shit.
I mean, I guess I would definitely watch Unbreakable again. I would definitely give that one another chance.
That shit's on Blu-ray, sucker.
But I'm just not that big of a fan. Well, Lady Under the Water, I really liked.
Lady in the Water?
Yeah, that one too.
Do you like The Village?
I did like The Village, yeah.
So we're hitting on...
I'm doing really... Yeah, one, no.
So there's only one so far, one of four.
Yeah, he's not...
Or one of five. There's only one of five that you really don't like.
Exactly. So he's doing okay for me. Like
yeah.
he would have to make a lot
but
more.
But there's a reason why you're going to his movies every time.
Exactly.
Have you seen the trailer for The Happening?
I have, yeah.
Did you see the one where people are killing themselves? Or did you just see the one with...
I saw the teaser, I think.
Okay. There's one where people are like killing themselves.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking crazy.
Dude, I'll go.
Yeah,
when's
we're
that
gonna
come
go.
Out?
We're going to go. It's probably soon.
I think
it comes out this month. Or next month.
Sweet. Yeah, bring it. Bring it, Hollywood. I will watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see... Wait, what came out this week? Oh, the 27th chapter, which I was going to... Chapter 27, which I was going to talk to Ryan about, but he's not here.
Mm.
It's about the dude that killed John Lennon.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That movie comes out this week.
Yeah, he got all fat. Jared Leto got all fat for that one.
Yeah. Also, another... I saw the trailer for Morgan Spurlock's new movie, Where in the World is Osama Bin Laden?
I think I read a blurb about that somewhere.
Looks good.
I like the Spurl.
Yeah.
Might have to go to the art house to catch that one.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's go.
I like doing that, though. Makes me feel like a big man.
I have Edward's free passes, so I'm not sweating it.
No, you're not.
No.
So, yeah, Mel Gibson's not a pussy, just so you know.
I know.
But it's a very funny joke.
Yeah. I don't know.
Very funny.
I've been saying it since Signs came out in 2001 or whatever.
You know what? You should say that Mel Gibson is a chicken. Now that's hilarious. Because if you can make him be a chicken in Signs, the other Mel Gibson movie, the one you saw first that broke the seal, was fucking Chicken Run, right?
Yeah.
You could say he's either a pussy or a chicken in everything I see him in. Or a cock.
I'm just going to watch Bird on a Wire and What Women Want.
Ease your way in. Gibson.
No, I'm still just going to be like, Mel Gibson's a douche.
So who was it that you said that you hadn't seen any movies of that got us on the Gibson?
John Waters.
Oh. That's different.
It's true, though.
Yeah, I don't doubt you. Although I did start to list movies.
I know. That's what got us going.
I think I just wanted to make that pecker joke. That's a pretty good joke.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's standard. That's vaudeville.
Christ.
Something that I added to my queue. No, nothing.
Nothing? Yeah.
No. I can't remember.
I mean, we're pushing 44 minutes right now.
Do we want to tell people to stick things in the queue? Or we want to save even that for next week?
Yeah, this is going to be one of those freeform shows.
We just kind of formed
it. Jesus and the Lars. You want to do a show next week?
I'd like to.
Yeah, let's do a show next week.
Yeah.
We'll do a true Lars episode next week.
With chapters.
Because even during the summer break, we weren't doing a Lars every week. We were doing other week. So
yeah, whenever we felt like it.
Yeah.
Which I was going to say earlier, that's one thing that's cool about the hiatus is that's what the good movies are out.
Yeah.
Because that gives us stuff to talk about.
Yeah. But not
this. Oh, I was going to talk about Invisible Man.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked that show, dude.
I know.
But not in a way where I feel I can recommend it to anyone.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Because it's still a sci-fi original?
It's still a sci-fi original. It's not as bad as like a sci-fi original movie.
Yeah. Thank
God. But it's like...
Not as good as Battleship Galactica.
Battleship Galactic Show?
But
I like it
not
better.
As bad as Flash Gordon.
Not nearly as bad as Flash Gordon. Good God.
So...
It's...
If you're somewhere in there...
The thing is, I would want to show someone, like, an episode.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to give it to someone and say, here, watch the pilot.
Yeah.
And then watch the first episode. And then watch it... Keep watching the show until you get to... When the chemistry clicks.
Yeah.
So, if I were to, like, show someone... But even then, like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Why try to get someone to a show that's canceled that you... Like, I personally couldn't recommend... I don't know how many episodes. I'm only three in onto my box set.
Uh-huh.
But I went out and bought it right away that Tuesday because the new releases section on Netflix sucks my balls now.
Oh, that's where we started.
You never look at it, but I check every week because I want to see, well, what came out? What do I want to add to my queue?
Uh-huh.
Or what do I want to go buy? And they used to have it by week. You could go and say, what's coming out this Tuesday? And it would show you like by genre.
Yeah,
but now it's this weird scrolly thing where it's by genre, but it doesn't tell you what day they came out.
Huh.
And it holds them in there for weeks and weeks on an end. So
mm-hmm.
I just go to, there's a blog that some guy has called hackingnetflix.com.
Uh-huh.
And he does a blog post with all the movies that come out, including all the Netflix blurbs for him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's how I found out that I-Man was coming out, which is awesome. I-Man, you know.
Seriously?
That's what we call it.
Is it we or is it you?
Like,
is there a place where they talk about I-Man?
Yeah, they call it that, like, I don't even remember where.
Okay.
I think maybe the show itself or something.
Oh, okay. All right.
I
thought you created this whole fan base on your own.
Yeah, we're the Invisible Heads. No, we're the Invisible Coats.
All me of us.
All one of me. The thing about it was that I put a reminder on Amazon. Have you ever done that where it's like,
no,
this isn't available yet, but let me know when it is.
Dude, I visit my wish list all the time.
So, but you've only got things on there that are already announced. Like, what if you wanted something that wasn't announced yet? Like, what if you wanted the Blu-ray to Unbreakable?
It's in my wish list.
But what if it wasn't announced yet? You would just go back and check later?
There's shit that's not announced on Blu-ray that's on Amazon.
Really?
Like, Iron Man is already there on
Blu-ray. It's just like a placeholder.
It's like, yeah.
See, this had nothing, but it had a thing where it's like, give us your email address, and we'll email you when it's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And I got nothing.
Huh.
Granted, I put it in like 4 years ago.
I wonder if it's like a spam thing. Maybe they think it's spam.
Oh, maybe it got filtered. No, I get emails from Amazon all the time. Save 50% on watches. Thanks, Amazon. But no
thanks.
Who
the fuck buys watches? On Amazon.
Who buys more than one?
Here's a topic. How about this? How about we do a topic for the listeners who are just listening to our conversation? Call into the Lars line and let us know if you've ever bought anything on Amazon that wasn't media related.
I could call in.
Cool. Do it.
I've done that and I will.
On my wish list, I like to put things that aren't media related.
Yeah.
Like video games, music, or movies. Blue cheese sampler is one of them. And those toothpicks that are cinnamon flavored.
My wish list for a while had boxes of protein bars.
Uh-huh.
And kangaroos shoes.
Uh-huh.
And a red long johns.
What about the poster?
Yes. And I put a Marky Post. It was a Marky Post, like a life-size standee.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? No, it was like a 9
It was
foot.
A poster, I think.
Yeah, it was a poster, a Marky Post.
If it was like $2 less, I probably would have got it for you.
I don't even know. And my mom asked me, like, because my mom checks my wish list before Thanksgiving holidays. She called me. She's like, do you really want this poster? And I was like, poster? What the hell are you talking about? And I went online and checked it out. I was like, where was I?
Is it still on there?
No, I think I took it off because it's not available anymore. I don't leave items on there that
aren't. Did you put it on there?
Good question. You wouldn't have done that. You would have put in like a book about gay sex or something.
Yeah, that's my style.
You would have made it more obvious. I think I put it as a gag. I just can't remember what got me there in the first place. Was I looking up Marky Post films?
I guess. Wow. Is your Amazon wish list is like public, right?
I think so.
People should check it out.
I don't know if it's still on there, but yeah, check it out anyway, guys. Send me stuff.
Yeah, send us stuff. Anyway.
But yeah, that took me by surprise. I just don't have any memory of that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, so that's it.
Is that it? We're at 50 minutes?
I think, yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. A good freeform show.
Yeah.
Kind of kick back.
You guys, send us an email. Send us a freeform email.
Yeah. Gmail.
Yeah.
Something.
Email us something.
darmlars@gmail.com or give us a call at 206-338-4261.
Go to darmlars.net for everything.
Go right to darmlars.net for everything.
Hey,
go ahead.
Did you see Gmail's April Fool's Day prank?
No.
It was a feature that when you send an email, you can choose from a drop-down list to make it appear in the person's inbox as though they got it hours before you sent it.
That's funny.
That was the gag. Like, if you forgot to send something for someone's birthday, you can post-date it.
Did you see YouTube's gag?
Everything was Rickrolled, right?
Everything was Rick Astley.
Yeah, Rickrolled.
I don't know what that means.
That's what they call it. That's like the term for when instead of posting a YouTube video about the subject, you post the Rick Astley video.
Oh, okay.
That means you just Rickrolled the guy. So that's funny.
Yeah, it was only on their featured. It was all on their featured on the front page.
Did you see that Still Alive was available as a download for Rock Band?
No.
That song from the end of Portal?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I haven't played Portal.
I didn't think you had, so I sent that message to Turlock, because I know he played Portal and Rock Band.
Yeah.
And I thought about it, I was like, I probably should have sent it to Ralph anyway, because a free song is a free song.
Oh, was it free only one day?
I don't know if it was only one day. Check it out tonight.
Okay.
But yeah, that was on there.
It's only like a couple bucks anyway, if it's not free.
But so that wasn't even a prank.
It was just like, here you go.
It was just, they put it on April Fool's because they wanted people to think it might be a prank, I guess.
I guess.
What else? There was tons of stuff.
That's just their style, probably, the Portal guys.
Yeah, exactly. So, bye.
See ya.
Okay, so.
No, I was ready. I was totally ready to go out with that.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
So.
Anyway. Set us stuff. Talk to us. We'll be here next week.
You actually have a sign out, and the thing about your sign out is,
yeah,
if it's not one, it's the other.
Yeah.
For me, it's always something new.
Yeah.
Always, and I have nothing to go out. Oh, okay, I got one.
I bet you've repeated yourself.
I don't think I have. Mm-hmm. Unless it was on purpose because it was funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Lars de la Vista.
I mean, none of us have energy in this place. All right. Looks like R2-D2 threw up in here.
Nice.
Another Bosom Buddies. I'm just going to do Bosom Buddies from now on. Right, see you.
Late.
Yeah, I definitely want to see Ben get drunk as hell. This sounds like a good idea. Peace. What's up, Lars? This is Dre. Calling out of L.A. with one thing to say. Woo! Now that's great. This weekend, my Super Bowl, playoff finals, World Series happened, which is WrestleMania, the realest thing on this planet. Now, you had great, a couple of good matches here and there. Matter of fact, you had great matches from the top of the card to the bottom, all right? So screw all that. The man of all the professional wrestling is finally retired. That's Ric Flair. There's only a couple of people I put on the same pillar as Hogan or higher, and Flair is one of them. Woo! Thank you, Ric. Thank you, Ric. Thank you, Ric. Now, I don't know if you guys are, wrestling fans or what have you. You know what I'm saying? And all that stuff. But everybody knows Ric Flair. You know what I'm saying? That's like saying you don't know Hulk Hogan if you don't know Flair. You gotta know Flair. Just certain people, you gotta know. You gotta know Macho Man. Oh, yeah. You gotta know him. You gotta know Hogan. You gotta know Flair. Damn it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I expect some people not to really know Dusty Rhodes. I understand that sometimes that people not articulate enough to understand the nature to conceive of Dusty Rhodes. I see people that know Dusty Rhodes just got that. Okay? Now, Flair, this guy is great. It's a damn video of him getting out a double R in the early fucking 70s. Okay? Talking about limousine riding, jet flying, jet still willing and dealing. He calls himself Mr. Space. He's Space Mountain. Okay? Now, again, you got to understand that one of the greatest professional wrestlers of this business is retired. Spoiler if you didn't see it. Okay? There's no excuse. Flair, one of the greatest, I'm retired. Okay? That's my main topic. When I call for, let's see what else. Hey, you know what? I don't know if I told you guys, but finally saw Shoot 'Em Up. It was good. I liked it. In the Mist, I finally saw the damn Mist, like, again. And didn't end like the book, but still, great movie. I think I'm going to have to go see 1408. That's all I got, guys. That's about it. Thank you, Ric. Thank you, Ric. Thank you, Ric. Woo!
I'm scared. This is Emily from Ohio. Oh yeah, feel like the beat, yo.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown! Just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. Lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, and go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. You'll find a place for sure downtown. Everybody's waiting for you. Don't leave.
don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows like Jumper, Downtown. Maybe you know a little place where to go where they're never closed. Downtown! Let there be a rhythm of a gentle rushing over. You'll be dancing with them till the night is over. Happy again. Lights are much brighter than you can forget all your problems, forget all your cares, and go downtown where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Still listening to this, I will draw you a picture. My voice is kind of hoarse right now. My throat is starting to hurt.
Mr. Gibson, I'm sorry to bother you, sir, but this gentleman is a big fan and he just wanted to say hello.
I can't believe that I'm in the... Laserdisc. Mr. Gibson, I'm such a... I Braveheart was a wonderful. I got your autograph with 8x10 gloss. Ooh, your face was burnt. Ooh, Tina Turner singing a song to that. Mother, ooh, loves you too. But ooh, got the bird on a wire. Not such a good picture. But you made up for it with a Mad Max. Ooh, got the mail with baby. Ooh, got so much going with the koala bears. I'm a big fan. Golden Globe Award. If maybe the people.
All right, that's enough. I'm sorry, Mel. Let me get this moron out of here.
You.